At the February 15th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, the commissioners completed the second reading of and then passed the second amended towing ordinance. This amends the current towing ordinance to allow fire and EMS incident commanders at a scene which requires an emergency towing of a vehicle to call 911 to dispatch the next towing company on the rotational list. Commissioner John Rubinsky explained that this only authorizes the fire EMS incident commander to make this call if law enforcement is not yet at the scene and if the owner of the vehicle being towed does not request a particular towing company to remove their vehicle. Prior to this amendment, the ordinance only allowed a law enforcement officer to make the call to the 911 dispatcher. During the mail items portion of the meeting, it was revealed that the West Virginia Department of Arts, Culture, and History sent a letter of response to the commissioners regarding the proposed demolition of the county jail building, which has been listed on the National Registry of Historic Places since 1994. The letter noted that the commission wants to build a new courthouse annex on that site. The letter went on to say that despite the jail being in poor shape and the fiscal infeasibility of renovating the jail building to where it could be used as a courthouse annex, and the lack of another feasible site for the new annex, it is still the opinion of Arts, Culture, and History that the jail building, quote, retains sufficient integrity to remain listed in the National Registry. Therefore, demolition of the jail will result in an adverse effect, unquote. The letter requested the commission to attempt to mitigate those adverse effects by submitting a full documentation of the jail by a historian or an architectural historian in accordance with a Section 106 process filed with the Department of Arts, Culture, and History. Commissioner Helmick suggested that the county obtain an estimate to document whether or not it is feasible to renovate the existing jail for use as a courthouse annex. Kara Rose delivered a tourism update in which she talked about Maple Days occurring on February 19th and March 19th. She also said that there will be a bicentennial event at Huntersville on Saturday, March the 5th. Additionally, Rose said, the Snowshoe Mountain Resort has enjoyed a very good December despite it being a slightly warm month with little or no natural snow. Overall, she said, the hotel-motel tax revenues in the county were up 11% over last year. The commissioner signed documents for and approved the application for the Broadband Reconnect Grant. The PSD conducted a public meeting for the Thornwood Waterline Project, and the commissioners voted to approve their application for a small cities block grant, which would pay $2 million of the $3,781,000 project. Rita Griffith of the Day Report Center asked for and received commission support and approval of their $99,000 Community Corrections 2023 grant application. In other actions, the commissioners received an update from the CEO of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, or PMH, Andrew Baer, who said PMH must comply with the federal COVID mandate by March 15th, and he expects that to happen. Baer also said that retaining personnel is a priority for PMH. He said they plan to open a Hillsborough clinic. The commissioners approved spending $35,000 of rescue plan funds as the local 50% match of a $70,000 grant for Podesta Engineering to conduct a study of the water sewer project at PMH. They discussed the requirement that they make the county's polling places compliant with state disability accessibility requirements. They scheduled budget work sessions for March 8th, 10th, and 11th. In a final action, they conducted the first reading of the new 911 mapping and addressing ordinance, which will set procedures for naming and renaming streets. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.